now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Back on the show this week, Jason Whiten from SpyVibe.com talks spy movies and TV. This week, looking at The Saint in honor of the late, great Roger Moore. Right now, Tiki Lights, and this is Swankology on the Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation. Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Cocktail Nation Spy Fi, Man from Uncle. As we talk the spies this week.
Where am I?
You're with Spy Vibe and Cocktail Nation. Today we pay tribute to Sir Roger Moore, famous for his roles in The Saint, The Persuaders, and of course, in James Bond. I grew up with The Saint, and I really looked up to Roger Moore. He brought a roguish charm to the role, often raising an eyebrow to the camera and inviting us into that deliciously decadent world of 1960s jet-setters. He was super cool as a modern-day Robin Hood, a gentleman thief, spy adventurer, and his world was filled with gorgeous actresses and great locations. The first time I saw James Bond on the big screen was a Roger Moore film. His stories may have been lighter, even humorous, but one always got the sense that he was inviting the viewer to be part of the fun, to enjoy the adventure, and importantly to a youngster, to trust that he would bring us home safely at the end. Many mention that Roger Moore was by nature self-deprecating, warm, and fun-loving. No matter the roles he played, his natural charm and good nature always shined through. In honor of Roger Moore, here's an interesting cover version of The Saint by Edwin Astley. Much like the Eurospy scene, which turned out movies based on the success of Bond, there was a thriving music scene in the Caribbean in the 1960s, where popular spy properties were adapted for ska, rocksteady, and for the poor man's newspaper, Calypso. Many of the titles were even recorded on Island Records, owned by Chris Blackwell, who was the son of Ian Fleming's lover Blanche, and who also was responsible for the Jamaican music in Dr. No. I've posted many songs on Spy Vibe from this island scene, and it was especially fun to see modern-day musicians carry on the tradition during the ska revival in the 1980s and beyond. So here's a cover of The Saint by the group Lions Club, who recorded it for the ska label Pork Pie out of Berlin in 2003. I think it really captures the spy vibe of the islands in the 1960s and honors the memory of Roger Moore. Thank you. we'll see you back here on the Spy Vibe Music Lair on Cocktail Nation. And please visit www.spyvibe.com, the home of 1960s style in action.
Sei wie Tier ist 007 und alle Damen lieben Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
It's a blast!
Check out the new website, www.cocktailnation.net.
How's it going? This is Ricky Derrick.
Aloha. This is Andy Nazell of Tiki Joe's Ocean.
From Waikiki Beach, this is Philip Roberts, the author of Waikiki Tiki, Art, History, and Photographs.
Hi, this is Tommy Tremolo from Spy 5.
Hey, everybody. This is Marty Lush, and when I'm drinking, which is often, I'm listening to Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
And Lenny's Pennies, Desmond Quartet before that, and Take Five, and the Secret Agents with the James Bond theme. Also played Stereophonic, Space Sound Unlimited, and Robotech. Well, this week in the Cocktail Nation magazine, got some great stories for you to check out. And it's free retro magazine. You might like to check it out and perhaps share it around to friends that you know might be interested in some retro information. It's a Flipboard magazine. Links on my website, cocktailnation.net. But it is simply called Cocktail Nation Magazine Lounge Life. The Canadian inventor of the Hawaiian pizza passed away. Sam Panopoulos passed away at the age of 83. Who would have thought? A Greek who lived in Canada invented the Hawaiian pizza. It's a true story. Also, Roger Smith of 77 Sunset Strip fame has passed away at the age of 84. It was claimed that he got the role of being a detective simply because he didn't look like one. And some good news that Hollywood's legendary Formosa Cafe is getting a full restoration. Those stories and a lot more, simply click on the website, cocktailnation.net. Follow links to the Cocktail Nation magazine. Here's Ann Phillips and Lonelyville.
Lonely. Cocktail Nation Radio.
Thank you. www.cocktailnation.net. That's it.
Nation, voodoo organist and Detroit it. Gary Peacock before that, When I Fall in Love.
Swank.
10 times more addictive than marijuana.
Swank Advice with Coop on the Cocktail Nation.
I've got some swank advice for you in my free ebook, which you'll find in the Apple iBooks store, simply called Swank Advice, about speaking before you think. It's a bad habit that can get you into a whole lot of trouble and hurt you in some of the most important areas of your life, relationships, career, your personal life. Your speech really does shape your life, and time again, you find yourself in situations where the outcome depends on what you say and how you say it. I think the key is less is more, and take your time. Anyway, check out this story I've got up on my Swank Advice book. It's free, which is fantastic. Maybe you can present yourself as being thoughtful, careful, and certainly not hurtful. All right, let's take a look at the What a Swank Gig Guide now for pastimealbumclocks.com. Coming up June 22, Awana Luau at the Lake, Tiki Oasis August 10, and Tiki Day coming up Disneyland, and that's on October the 1st. I regularly update the World of Swank Gig Guide via my website, cocktailnation.net, so you're going to find a lot more events put up there during the week, so do check it out today. And speaking of the website, brand new refit of the website, so check out the new website today. New style, a bit clearer perhaps, removed a few things, added a few things, so check it out today. Website, cocktailnation.net. Here's Christopher de Groot now, Gunshot Cha-Cha-Cha.
Cocktail Nation, music for your bachelor pad.
Oh!
Cocktail Nation with Creepsonica and the Five Bottles Mambo. Piero Piccioni now, and keep running on the Cocktail Nation.
Sweetheart,
I have a surprise for you.
Another one?
There's a man in the phone booth behind you.
Terrific.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with James Spencer and Shanghai Tragedy, Mandel and The Last Mile. Stay hip.